Hello?
You guys, stop.
Is it Mom O'Clock yet? I am going crazy.
Heck yeah. It's Mom O'Clock somewhere.
Here we are.
You can't just bring that on.
Yeah, we can. This is it. We're going to do a lot of laughing.
I know.
Whoo.
Wait, we're like live laugh?
It's Mom O'Clock.
It's Mom O'Clock somewhere. No, seriously, it's literally Mom O'Clock.
What time is it? I got to go pick up my kids.
You actually do.
We got to go.
This clock's wrong.
I got to roll with it. Okay. So.
Do I look uncomfortable?
No, you look great. Honey, you never looked better.
Okay.
Let's do this.
What if we hate the way we look when we look back at all this?
Then we'll be like, we're not doing this.
I quit. Send the machines back.
My first job I've ever had, I quit.
No, oh, you had a job before.
I've had like a couple jobs.
Babysitting was like your name.
Babysitting. Oh, God, this is hard.
All right, enough of the bullshit, though.
Let's get into it.
Do I look like...
Looks great.
Okay.
We got our producer back there. Shout out. He is a wonderful husband. She said, I want a podcast. And the next day, this fucking thing was here.
The microphones were here. The setup was here. The lights were here. And we're all good.
Your wish is granted.
He listens to me. Anyway, so what the hell are we doing?
We're here and we are.
I can't believe this is happening.
I know. I'm so excited.
Me too. I feel like people know that we're doing this, but not one person does. And I feel like people are waiting for us.
Yeah, they're waiting.
To launch.
And we're doing it.
It's happening.
Right now.
Right now.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. Okay.
Who are we?
Who are we? You don't want to know. You really just don't.
You start.
I don't even know.
You're the best person ever. I love you. I'm obsessed with you. I want to beat you.
Okay. Who am I? I honestly, I forget.
This is Pearl.
Say hi to Pearl first. Hi, Pearl. Can we have a zoom in on the Pearl?
She has no head, but neither do we. We have lost our minds.
I swear to God, today from 8 a.m. to right now, I had no head on my body. So
now we're back.
Yeah. Okay. And it has turned all the way around. Anyway, so who am I? I am a 30-year-old adult.
You're so young.
I know. I feel that when I'm around you guys.
Oh, I'm only 3 years older than you.
No, I feel like the baby of the
family. You are the baby. Yeah, because like your husband's old as fuck.
He is. He's turning 35 in like a week.
That is like mid.
I know. You're mid. Going to Vegas.
You're almost 40.
I know. He's upset.
I can't believe I'm not going to Vegas with you.
I know.
I'm mad.
Wink.
Okay. Should I come?
With the kids. Okay. So anyway, I'm 30-year-old adult. Can't believe we're here.
What's your name?
My name is Dominique DeVizio. Former Calabro.
Yes.
So if you know me as Calabro, no, you don't. You know me as DeVizio. I'm 30. I have a 13-month-old and an almost 2-year-old puppy. Is he a puppy or a dog now?
No, he's like a puppy.
He's getting there.
He's still a puppy.
Yeah, he's going to be 2 in June.
He's the same as his.
Yeah. That's who I am, though. I'm just all in all a family gal. I am 100% Italian. I feel like I have a little bit of Cherokee Indian in me.
Really?
Yeah, my mom is like.
Can you say that? Cherokee Indian? We're canceled.
No, I definitely have a little bit of
what'd
Cherokee.
What'd you do? Jenny?
I know. We're going to cancel by like half the country. No, my grandma's Cherokee Indian, which makes my mom, which makes me.
Okay. Yeah.
So I say I'm like a little bit Cherokee Indian. Can't you tell by the hair?
Did you write that on like your college application to get in?
I think I forgot.
Okay.
Oh, Italian. And you know what? My life is so white picket fence.
Tell us about it.
But I have so much anxiety.
No, legit.
No, I do.
You do.
I definitely do. But it's fine because you know what?
Your anxiety is so weird, though.
It is.
Like, I have anxiety, but my anxiety is so, so different than yours.
It is. We're very different.
Like, I think everyone's going to kill me. And
yeah, you think you're going to be kidnapped when you get out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't feel that way. I would walk, like, in the middle of, like, a highway by myself with my child.
Oh, no. Like, I think it stems from, like, when I was a kid, my mom made me have, like, a safe word with her where it's, like, if I got to a friend's house, she'd be like, code word. Like, is it really you or did someone have your phone and you're kidnapped? I'm like... Mom, it's me. And I say the code word.
That's why.
Yeah. I mean, my mom has a lot of anxiety, but like.
Yeah, but you have anxiety. You just don't realize it. You don't let it affect you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I have this like We'll get into it. Okay. We'll talk about it.
We're going to talk a lot about that.
Yeah, but like I feel like that's just like who I am. I'm Italian. I'm loud. I'm like very forward. I say what I want. I say what I feel. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. You can literally see it as I speak.
A little makeup.
I'm very loyal.
Loyal to a fault.
Very loyal. I'm very loyal. Yeah. Like I almost am too loyal.
Yeah. You're like a chocolate lab. Yeah.
That's the right
thing. I told you I'm not great with saying. Okay,
that is not right, but we'll get
chocolate
there.
Labs are.
No, I think it's golden retrievers.
Oh, golden retrievers. Yeah, but you're not a golden because you are not a blonde.
I am not.
You are not
into nothing against blondes.
Or redheads.
I love redheads.
Yeah, but I don't have red hair.
You don't.
Okay. She said this lighting makes me think I have red
hair. It's pretty.
And that, I don't know why, is not a compliment to me.
Yeah, you got really upset.
Yeah. Well, I'm a brunette.
Oh, you are.
With brown eyes. And your son also has brown eyes.
Do we really have to go there?
Sorry. Okay. Your daughter will get the eyes, I promise.
I hope. Oof. Not anytime soon.
Okay.
Anywho. But I feel like that's my life, and you'll get to know me real quick. You know me. I'm that girl that you know me.
Yeah.
The second you meet me.
Oh, yeah. She's.
And like, if you don't vibe, we're not going to be friends. Like, right. That's just it.
Right.
And I talk a lot, and not in, like, annoying, but I'm not that, like, yapper that's, like, everyone telling her shut the fuck up. I'm a good listener.
You are a good listener.
I just say what I feel and that's it. And if you don't want to be a part of my life.
Then don't.
Yeah.
I also say like you look intimidating. Like you really
Oh, I
do.
Know. I've gotten that my whole life.
You truly look. But I think it's just because like you're gorgeous and.
That's really nice.
I think people that look
the
intimidating.
Eyebrows.
It is the eyebrows.
I mean my whole life like people would come up to me.
I've never touched my eyebrows. Don't fucking touch my eyebrows. I don't know
what
to do
with them. I tried to pencil in her eyebrows and she literally wouldn't let me. I had to like at least brush off the foundation. Anyway, my whole life people have come up to me and they're like, I always wanted to say hi to you. But like,
but I was scared.
Yeah, like it is at a fault though. It's like.
Yeah, it's like why not come talk to me? Yeah. I'm fine. I'm funny. Here
and then
I am.
When they get to know me, they know I'm like a sweetheart.
Do I look intimidating?
No.
So you're saying I'm ugly.
No. You're just like very easily approachable.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm very approachable?
Yeah.
Like spread legs approachable like, or like.
We'll talk about that. Okay. We definitely have to talk about that.
All right.
Yeah, that's like really about me. I feel like if you want to know more, you have to ask me.
Well, you didn't say like if you have a kid or not.
I did. I said I have a 13-month-old and a dog.
Oh, okay.
And he's almost two, the dog. And
oh, you did. You did.
Yeah. And I have a husband. Did I say that?
Yeah, maybe.
I have a husband who's turning 35. We're going to Vegas. Not for his 35th, for a wedding, but we're going to celebrate.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah.
You met your husband like later in life.
Yeah, I met my husband. I met my husband 5 years ago and we already are married with a child and a dog and a home. Yeah, so anything can happen. I mean, we both lived our lives and now we're happily married. Right, hon? Are you just sitting back and watching? That's cute.
I love
him. He's our producer. He's doing everything behind the scenes because I can't lift a finger technically. I'd rather pass away.
He's my best friend, but like honestly, he's been replaced.
Yeah.
By his wife.
We have to talk about that.
Yeah.
He seems a little upset.
I think he might be butthurt. And I honestly haven't talked to him about it yet.
I know. He is.
I used to call him.
I know. He says that.
Any,
he's like, she
any
used to call
second
me,
I had, I'd call him.
He says that.
He was like my number one, like not my husband.
Yeah.
Divisio was on my list.
Yeah. He says that though. So he definitely misses you, but cool. I feel like he appreciates that we're really close.
Oh, well, there was no other way because if we weren't, then.
Game over.
No. You wouldn't be here.
Married.
Or, no. You check the boxes for me, personally.
I love that. Means more to me than my husband loving me, I gotta be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I could not see a world where Michael Divisio married someone.
That's my husband's name.
Yeah. Love him. And me and her didn't get along.
Yeah.
And we said it like our whole lives.
Yeah.
Like, who are you going to marry? Like, if you marry someone that is like not going to vibe with me,
yeah.
I'm not here for it.
Yeah. And I feel like it shows.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about you.
Maybe. Okay.
I forgot.
Wait. I need a
slot. Oh, yeah. Me too.
Water. I'm like double fisting water.
She's an espresso martini gal and I'm a red wine drinker. So yeah. I wish I had a margarita, but my husband didn't go to lengths for that.
But maybe he did for me. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, my name is Emily D'Annunzio. To all my followers out there.
Yeah, just to let everybody know, Divisio, D'Annunzio.
Confusing, but yeah. When we're together, we like to be D'Annunzio. If you're just at my house, it's Camp Funzio. Mm-hmm. I run an absolute circus at home, but I'll tell you that.
We'll get into that.
But I am Emily D'Annunzio. I said to all my followers out there, but I have 3 followers that won't leave me the fuck alone.
Wait, time out.
Everywhere.
You have 3 followers like that stalk your life.
No, they're worse than stalkers. Stalkers are like a little bit discreet. These little guys, are just in my face all the time.
In your butthole.
And they won't leave me alone. And their names are Joey, Vienna, and Rock.
Her three kids.
Yes. I have three beautiful babies. They are 4, almost 3, and like 20 months.
The fact that we were at the store yesterday and somebody asked the age of your kids.
And I like was
you
like.
You actually got them all wrong. She goes, so she just said her oldest is 4. Her second is turning 3.
Because I'm used to saying 3, 2, 1, but now Joey's 4.
You literally said your oldest was 3. Yeah. Deanna was 1, and like you didn't have Rocco. So yeah.
I feel so bad for Rocco. Those
her youngest
third babies. It's tough out there.
It is a real thing.
It is.
They're neglected.
Forgot. Not neglected.
You neglect Rocco. We don't have to talk about it right now. A little bit. But he's your third baby. It's hard.
It was hard. It's definitely hard. And I did the 3 under 3. Like I did it too quick. 10 out of 10, don't recommend banging out 3 kids in 3 years.
You were the reason I'm not having a time.
Literally.
I was like, when is your next? I'm like, can't. Have it right now.
Well, it's like if you're like ready for the chaos and like you want the chaos.
You wanted it though.
I wanted it.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining. I love my life.
You do.
I am like an advocate for my life. Like this is.
Yeah, but
is
you're
it.
Allowed to complain about it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like losing my mind.
Yeah.
But
I just said this to you. Like, this is the first time you're finally like getting back.
Oh, I said to my girlfriends, I have never felt like, I mean, we're starting this thing, but like I've never felt needed or like more so than I do right now. Yeah. Besides my kids, like I feel like a purpose. Like I felt even getting out of the house.
I only
to, like,
know
come...
you as a mom.
Oh yeah.
So like weird. I hear all these stories about her, and they're like insane and crazy. And I'm like, are you lying? Because I don't know that side of you. Because all I've ever known you as is a mom, and that's been your purpose for 5 years.
It's so weird because I feel like I've known you my whole life.
I know, me too.
And I'm sure you would have loved my not mom self too.
I do. I definitely do. Hearing the stories, I definitely do.
But yeah, that is weird. Yeah. That is so weird.
Well, three, yeah. kids, beautiful three kids,
beautiful kids. Beautiful, beautiful. Not me hiding behind my note cards. I am Andy Cohen.
You are Andy Cohen.
I have a husband who I have been with for 19 years.
Easy.
I know.
So seventh years. Grade.
Seventh grade. We had a little bit of a breakup. And then I wanted his jersey to wear for a soccer game. Yeah, I can't. But yeah, married for 7. That's crazy. It's weird to say out loud.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we grew up together. He is.
Yeah. From the same
best.
Town, same high school, yeah. same childhood.
Oh, yeah. Everything.
Like, you know him.
I know him probably better than he knows him. I do know him better than he doesn't even know him.
No, he definitely doesn't know
he
him.
He doesn't have.
I just think it's like so interesting that you were with somebody since seventh grade and people are like, oh, my God, high school sweethearts. But seventh grade on.
Yeah.
Like, you even tried to go away to school and you came back and you went to the same college as him.
I did.
Not for him, but like just because he's your home and
yeah,
you came home.
I came home.
You went away for like what, a year?
Yeah, we had our year away, which was so fun.
We'll talk about that.
But I really, truly missed him and I missed home. Yeah. I'm really close with my mom. I missed my mom so much.
Yeah.
Oh, here we are now.
Yeah. So wait, did you say how old you were?
I'm 33. 33.
33.
33, 3 kids.
What's That's your nationality?
What's my nationality?
Are you Italian? Are you?
I mean, I'm not
Irish.
Italian. I'm not Irish. I think I'm a mix. I think I'm a mutt of a lot of different things.
Yeah, tell
my
us
mom
what you
is
think.
Jewish. My dad, I don't know. Dad, if you're out there, what are we?
He calls in.
Could someone find my dad?
We lost him.
No, he's really out to sea right now.
Oh, yeah. That video was crazy.
He's on the Funky Monkey.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not like, I'm Italian. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not Italian.
No, I'm not.
At all.
Don't think so. Weinstock
Jewish?
Is my Jewish. Yeah, but that's not a nationality, is it? It's a religion.
I don't know. You know what I mean? So
no, she just wants to point out that I'm Jewish, which is great.
So what's her nationality?
I just said I'm a mutt. I'm like Polish.
Well, I wanted to hear your nationality. I mean,
I don't know.
Your religion is Jewish.
Are you religious? Did you eat meat last Friday?
I'm not talking about that.
Did you eat meat last Friday?
Yeah, I did.
She did. She had a cheese
steak
pizza.
By accident.
And a chicken bar pizza.
She's telling everybody. I'm upset.
Sorry. Sorry, Mom.
I'm
going to tell your priest too.
Why can't I think of the word?
That's great. That's your whole identity. You're a fucking Italian. Good for you. I'm a meatball and a matzo ball. You live by it.
All right. Anywho.
Anywho.
Is that it you want to say about yourself? Let's move on.
Yeah, let's. I don't want to talk about me anymore.
No, either. What are we? I don't care. Let's talk about how we met. This is going to be epic.
I like how we met because.
Should I go first? Because yours is longer. Mine's quick.
Yeah, sure.
So basically, my parents own a house down at the shore. He's owned it. My father has owned it since he was like 22 years old. We've been down there. I grew up down there. That is basically my home without it being my home. And we spent every summer there, and we always have a million people at the house. It's always chaotic, and we're very much family people. Everybody always comes to our house.
It was like the house to be at.
Yeah, it was
like
the house to be at. And we're always inviting the neighbors over. They never really come, but it's fine. And COVID hits, and my dad insists on throwing a party for his friend, a retirement party, and he did.
You have epic parties back in that backyard.
We do.
Bartenders, chefs.
Chefs, the whole nine. And my husband, he'll tell you that side of the story one day, but basically he was golfing, and then his best friend owned the shore house next door. But backtrack, his parents owned the shore house back in the day, which resorted to the son buying it from them. So the son, who's my husband's best friend, currently owns the house, and he has for probably like 10 years. And I always knew him as like the guy next door, but, you know, quiet guy.
He's really quiet.
Yeah, like I've always seen like a couple guys over there, but like never piqued my interest. I was like always occupied with my own life.
Had way hotter guys in her backyard.
Anywho, COVID hits, and basically my dad invites the neighbors over, and they actually came, and my husband, wasn't my husband at the time, hopped the fence with the most gorgeous eyes, sexiest,
dreamy eyes,
little frisky man with his rubber ducky bathing suit on.
Oh my God.
Literally made him throw it out.
I know that bathing suit. I made him throw it out. I know.
You changed his whole life. Thank God. Anyway. That's how I met my husband.
You come to my husband's closet next?
He gets so mad at me when I tell him to retire his shirt.
Retire that Yankee shirt.
Jesus Christ. So I met my husband. He hopped the fence, and it was happily ever after that. And then, I don't know why I'm talking about how I met my husband. It's supposed to be how I met you. Oh, my husband.
He came to me and was like, I met someone.
You could just go from your side.
I met someone. I was like, okay, you meet someone every other fucking weekend. Who's this chick?
And he's looking at me for my reaction. I know.
And he said, this is something. And I said, I got to meet her.
If you asked him about my vagina.
Yes. Well, so yes, Mike and I have a very close relationship.
Should we talk about that?
And I did. I said, did you, how? I needed everything. I need all the deets. You know, if I don't know about your vagina, then I don't really know you. And so you know what he said to me? He said, I can't tell you.
And he's never said that.
He's always told me every detail about those crevices.
That's funny because it's not like yours. And you still don't know. Maybe you do.
I do.
As of today, because she's like, let me see your body.
I said that today. So I was like, can I see your body?
And I actually showed you.
Yeah, because why not? But
you didn't say anything, by the way.
I said you were hot.
How do we meet?
So, so I said I had to meet her.
Did we mention the fact that our husbands are cousins?
Oh, no. Our husbands are first cousins, basically brothers.
Yeah. Like, they're my husband's mother and
my husband's father are brother and sister. Yes. So we met down the shore at a Lavalette house.
This was like the week after we met, me and him.
It was in July. I was 9 months pregnant. So giving I wasn't birth. Like my fun, drunk self. Yeah. I was fucking waddling.
August, hot,
about 200 pounds of sweat.
You were big. With your first. It was your first, too.
I was pretty big. I got big all the time, but I was big.
Yeah.
And we met, and I was like, we were going on a walk to the
sunset.
Oh, yeah. That's so romantic of us. And everyone else was ahead of us, and we were just like slowly walking. I was slow walking because I was waddling, and I was 9 months
pregnant. And I have no idea why I was slow walking.
You have no excuse.
I wasn't slow walking because you were. I just walked slow.
Yeah, which I love. Like, that was the first thing I loved about you is you're a slow walker. Yeah. So am I. Check. We're good.
Yeah. That's when we first met. And we hit it off.
And we talked. And it was great.
Yeah.
And the rest is kind of history.
Yeah. And then the second time we met.
Oh. That was at the draft party down the shore in their backyard.
My husband hosts, the neighbor hosts a draft party for the guys and they do their draft picks and all the shit. And the guy who
loses has to do like a crazy thing. And their thing that year was dress up and do a dance in front of the whole party.
As a girl.
Well, you didn't have to do that. That's what your husband wanted to wear my white juicy jumpsuit. My wig, put fake boobs in, and dress as a girl and sing, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Pretty good, too.
He was so good. His ass looked way better in the
seriously. Pants.
No, I have no butt. And now it's inverted. It's horrible. No, it's really bad.
I hate an inverted ass.
I know. I have like
you
the
need
most,
to go to Pilates.
I need more Pilates.
Thank God your husband's a tits guy.
If I was an ass guy, I would be divorced.
Not even married. You wouldn't even get there.
No. Yeah.
But from my perspective that day, my husband, I just met him at the time.
Right.
It was probably like a week or two later.
No, well, it was like a month later because I was 3 weeks postpartum.
So it was a month.
I was pumping. It was the first time I was out after having my first baby. I was literally milking myself in the back room, and I forgot a really crucial part of the pump, the flange thing. And I was like a first-time pumping mom. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I forgot it, and I called my two best friends, and I was like, you guys, I have to release, but I don't know what I'm doing.
It into the toilet.
Oh, no, they were milking me.
With their mouth?
Yeah. No. Like, with their hand. Like, honestly, with the mouth probably would be like...
Probably a lot easier.
Easier. We should have thought about that.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, like, Hoff and Manny were just, like, milking me. And I was like, oh, my God, guys, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, this is great. I need this out. But I couldn't use the pump. And I was sleeping out. So, there was no...
How could you forget the pump?
I didn't know. How'd you forget the diaper bag the first time you went out? No, you forget things.
So, anyway, proceeding along. At the time... I get a text from my boyfriend, whoever I was talking to. They were all at the neighbor's house.
Was he even your boyfriend? Were you like exclusive yet? Or you were just like dating?
No, I don't think so. I think we were just hooking up. Okay. Whatever. And he texts me and goes, I go, where are you? He's like, we're next door. Like, we're drinking and stuff. Come by. And then he texts me again. He's like, actually, wait 15 minutes. And I'm, mind you, I'm next door, like a fence away. I'm like, 15 minutes.
Which is so funny because he didn't want her to see his performance.
Which was in a juicy fit. With fake boobs and a wig.
It was too good. And, I have videos. I'll show you.
And I come next door and Emily's like, oh, my God. Did you see that? I go, see what? And then I watched the video. I was like, this is why he said not to come for 15 minutes. Like, he would never care about that now. But it's so funny that he cared for me not to see that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you care a lot in the beginning, you know? Yeah. And then you just let it all hang out.
So that was the second time we met.
Yeah.
And then what was the third time?
Oh, you came to my house. We were having like a little dinner soiree.
I was in a... Fake tits phase. I want a fake tits.
Yeah, and I still do.
Me too.
I'm getting them.
Same.
Okay. You came, but she literally just came from her consultation. I went to the consultation. So she had the actual.
So I know the doctor, so he gave me the implants.
So she came to my house with the implants, and she was like, are these good? And I was like, what size are those? She's like, 550 cc's.
No, it was 450 cc's.
Oh, sorry. 450 cc's. And I was like, let's put them in. Like, let me get a bra or a bathing suit.
You get me a bathing
so
suit.
You could, like, make it look legit. So we go in the bathroom, we get them in, and she comes out, and she's literally just like, she's 5 feet tall, like 100 pounds. And, like, she looks like a porn star with, she's like gonna topple over.
I loved it.
I was like, yes, this is what you're getting.
I was in the mirror taking pictures, and she was behind me like a stage mom. I was like, this is so good. You look amazing.
Yeah, I like you so much better with huge tits.
And her husband's a huge fan of tits. And he was like, yeah.
And your husband was like, babe.
We're not doing that. So now that I think about it, 450 cc's is crazy.
I mean, but like, why are you going to get a boob job if you're not going to go big or go home? Like,
I know, but I can't do that. I'm so little.
Guess.
I know you can. You're a porn star.
I mean, in my like. Next life, maybe.
So that was the third time we met.
And that was hysterical.
And then that was literally when we just like.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was it after that.
Yeah, like, she's my person. This is it.
Definitely my person.
And then 3 years later, Mama Clock. We didn't even say what we're called.
3 years, 5 years.
5 years. I was just thinking about my kids. 5 years.
Yeah.
I was in your wedding.
She was in my wedding. Wasn't in hers.
Well, I didn't know you.
Not going to hold it against you.
I didn't know her, okay? If I did know you, you would have been in it.
I would have been your maid of honor.
You were about to get in line because I had... That's a whole nother topic.
But anyway, we didn't even say what we're
called. You're my maid of honor right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, just to let everybody know, our podcast is called...
It's Mama Clock Somewhere.
We're going by Mama Clock.
Yes.
So that's just that. And the reason for that, we didn't even talk about what Mama Clock is.
No.
Yeah, what is the clock has about? Yeah, let's talk about
this? What are these for?
Yeah. But anyway, so that's a little bit about us. And... Basically, I am this is just like my calling. I've always wanted to either like just be in front of the camera.
She's like a reality star.
I mean, I danced my whole life. Like, I danced my whole life. I was always in front of the camera. I was always like center of attention. That's just like my vibe.
So annoying.
So annoying. I know. Whatever. And
I'm literally hiding behind the camera.
She's a hider. And sometimes people like me bring out people like her.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've always wanted to do like something like that. But I felt like there's so many podcasts out there. Like, why are we even going to do this? It's like going to be so hard. And so, like,
there are a lot. And I'm not like a podcast listener, but ever since like we got this idea, I've been doing research.
You've been really doing your homework.
I've been doing my homework. And there are a lot, but like I feel like some podcasts just like hit and like they hit certain people.
Yeah, they hit or they don't hit.
Yeah, and like we just want to be super relatable. That's our thing.
That is it.
We want to be authentically ourselves and relatable. And like we want to say something and it might be like so crazy outlandish, and then someone maybe driving in the car is like, oh my God, they feel that way too.
Because I feel that.
Yeah.
I'm choking.
Don't choke. I don't know the Heimlich, even though I am CPR certified.
I'm not. So anyway, starting a podcast is just like our calling. I just feel like it was meant for me, but like maybe not meant for you, but also meant for you because you were so relatable.
Maybe, but like put me in front of Mike. I'm Titty E.
You're Titty E.
Yes, I am. I'm hey, a rapper.
A. It's me, D.
Hey, D. It's me, A.
It's Mama Clock somewhere.
Mama Clock, 24/7, TikTok. Give me this, give me that. Mommy, can I have a snack? Overworked, underpaid. Daddy wants to get laid. Grab my tit. Holy shit. Can I have a sec to sit? No, I can't. Because it's Mama Clock. I'm on the clock. Mama Clock.
Woo! Now I'm sweating.
Oh, sorry.
Had to get that out.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, so podcast, I think it's just our call. And I don't know. I just feel like we always talk about this. Or me personally, I always say to you.
You talk in your head.
Yeah, I'm an overthinker. I'm always like, when someone talks to me, I love nothing more than when I could, I ask my husband, like he even says that. I switch my mind a lot. But when someone talks to me, I really take it seriously. And I relate it to myself. I'm like, thank you for saying that because it makes me feel less crazy, more accurate in some sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I can feel more valid in the way I'm feeling. Like, I just feel I want someone to feel that from us.
And it's like our therapy. Like,
yeah, this feels so
good. I have not felt so free of, granted, I'm not with my three fucking crazy ass animals right now. I just feel like I'm an adult talking to another adult mom who's not really an adult. We're children. I still feel like I'm 16 and pregnant.
Were you 16? You weren't 16, right?
No, I was not 16. I know. She's really gullible.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's so bad. It's funny, but it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Cute, but you're bad.
Cute, but you're bad.
Do you see this reach around? I know. Vic, I need...
Move the mic.
Vic, I need another drink.
Anyway.
I have to pick up my son soon.
No, what time is it?
I don't know.
Oh, 1:34. We're fine. We have an hour.
Oh, this is good.
I just want to tell real stories. Mm-hmm. I want people to ask real questions eventually.
We want call-ins. We're going to get call-ins.
I want to tell people my struggles. I want to be authentic. I want to be real. And I know a lot of people out there are real and people just look at them as opinionated. But I just want to be real. I want someone to listen to us and just say, I feel that. I have felt that. Yeah. This is what I did. This is what I feel like I could do now. Don't be afraid to speak. Like I want unfiltered stories.
Yeah. Also, just like us being moms, because that is, I mean, for me, that's my identity right now. And I feel like so many moms are going through it and they don't really talk about it. And like, you could be on your kitchen floor crying. And like, I want you to relate to me.
Yeah. But
even though, like, if you personally look like you have your shit together.
Yeah.
And then like you talk about it and maybe you don't. Someone will be like, oh, wow, she like... actually isn't perfect.
Like, that's what I feel like. I mean, is it falling?
Maybe.
Can you come fix this mic? Anyway, so I just want to real struggles, real stories, and unfiltered mom life. And we're not talking like...
We don't know facts.
We don't know facts.
Let's put that out there right now. We know nothing about nothing. Everything.
We know nothing.
But
I don't know statistics. I don't know what's out there. I just know me and my experiences. And I didn't go through like traumas in life. So I know how intuitive am I?
Very.
And you just know. I feel like you know a lot.
Yeah, I mean.
You just do as a mom. I just feel like
you
just like were meant for this life. So you just know so much about it.
Yeah. Which brings us into our next topic.
What's that?
You said.
What did I say?
No, we're both stay-at-home moms currently.
Yeah.
Because people don't know that.
Oh, yeah. First of all, how the fuck are we moms?
How are we moms?
No, I have a serious question.
I'm sweating. How are we moms?
How is anybody a mom?
Why isn't there an interview or a resume or anything? Like, if you're a lawyer, you have to go through a grueling process to be a lawyer, which, lawyers are awesome, great. But, like,
I'm so happy for you.
I feel like being a mom is the hardest job in the whole entire world.
And I don't give a fuck what anybody says, because I've heard some shit.
Yeah.
People just saying, and it's like just so stereotypical. Typical? Is that the word?
Yes.
And listen, I know nowadays people look at moms as like the hardest job in the world, but I've heard like just recently, I've just been like researching and listening more. And there's people out there that are still like, Why aren't you working? Why don't you? Yeah. First of fucking all, mind your business.
Yeah.
That's one. And secondly,
I feel like there is still such a stigma.
There is. I still feel it. I mean, as a girl that actually worked for like the first 6 years before she had a kid, I just feel like I still feel that from people. Like people look at like my job is like not as important as theirs. And I mean, even this one woman was like, being a stay at home mom, where's your 9 to 5? I'm like, are we still doing that? Are we still doing where's your 9 to 5? Because that's not a thing. Because people who have a 9 to 5 don't work the 9 to 5.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even I tell my husband this. Working moms, they are amazing too. Like I'm not knocking them at all. But like if you have a job, like just getting into your car, like having a second to like turn on the radio. At home, I don't have that. Like no. I really don't. I am on the clock, mom o'clock, 24/7, TikTok.
I just said this to Michael the other day. Like we both go to work. And like it's even hard for me to look at it like this.
Yeah.
We both go to, he leaves for work. Mm-hmm. I don't leave for work, but I have a job. I take care of my kid. I don't look at it as a job because I want to be doing it. Right. Not that people don't want to be working, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he comes home. Mm-hmm. Most men or most husbands are off the clock. Right. Their job's done. Right. We don't get to come home and...
There's no off the clock.
There's no off the clock. My job doesn't end. Mm-hmm. But what I love about my marriage is... When he comes home, I'm off the clock and he's off the clock. So we do everything together. Yeah,
that's
took us a little bit to get there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to like tell men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Men are stupid.
You have to tell men.
Men are so
I know he had it in him, but sometimes you have to be like, okay, hon.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Right.
But that's my point.
Also, it takes like a lot to learn how, like, being a new parent, being a new mom. And
especially us, we're like very go, go, go.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are so busy all the time. Busy. But like, new marriages, new adding a baby, adding a dog. Like, it's just like a lot. Have to figure out what works for you.
And I get overwhelmed very quickly. Yeah. I'm very independent. Mm-hmm. I have been my whole life, but I get overwhelmed. I do. And I just.
Anxiety.
Yeah, I have anxiety currently.
So much. Take a Xanax and shut up.
just drink my drink and be the drunk mom at the pickup line.
I know, sin. No, we're not driving after this.
I'm just kidding.
No, but back to what we were saying, like, how the fuck are we moms? So my job before being a stay-at-home mom, I worked basically as a...
Espresso bean in my mouth. Ooh, you worked. You did the corporate.
I did.
So tell us about it, because I've never done that.
Yeah, fuck corporate. Corporate America is just, like, needs to transition. I don't want to get into that. Okay. Anyway, so I'm sure there's good corporate jobs out there, but not around me. So anyway, so I was basically a headhunter.
Okay.
So I worked in the industry of interview process and getting people jobs. So I've seen it all.
Yeah.
For years. And it is not easy to get a job. Okay. Right. There's a lot of requirements nowadays. The interview process are sometimes so absurd where I had to like tell clients like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, what you have to go through preparation-wise, requirements, what you need to have experience with is absolutely astronomical, especially for, like, high-paying jobs. Yeah. Like, forget the entry levels. Like,
right.
I mean, and not only that.
I mean,
that,
even that, you still have to have a resume.
You have to have a resume. Not only that, you have to get prepare, have the experience, do all that stuff, but get there and have to interview.
Right.
You can have all of that and then get there and botch the interview, right. And then you don't get the job.
Right.
But.
Or you just fake it till you make it.
We have children. They're handed to us. And you have to be a mom.
I mean, you don't have to do anything to be a mom, but lay there like a dead fish and get a little nut in you. And then boom, 9 months later, you're a mom.
Pregnant.
I didn't do anything.
There's no resume. There's no process. There's nothing.
You're a mom.
You're a mom.
And figure
it the fuck out.
That's actually terrifying.
And we're not paid.
No. Underpaid.
We're underpaid.
Negative.
If paid at all.
Venmo me. Daddy's out there.
Daddy. Call her mommy. So... That is so crazy to me that
anyone can be a mom.
I mean, like,
you don't have to have the nothing. But you know what's even crazier? As a mom, and you're looking for like a babysitter or a nanny, you're interviewing for that.
Yeah.
And I got the job.
Yeah.
But like now, I'm interviewing someone to take care
of
my kids.
Do it like I do it.
Yeah. Like, how are you going to do that? Right. That we'll talk about that. Yeah. But
that's our point. Like, there is no process to being a mom. That's why I feel like. The struggle is so real when you become a mom. That's why postpartum exists. I mean, not only does your body go through the chemical imbalance it does, I just feel like...
Also, that's why it's okay to not have everything together because, mm-hmm. like, nobody really knows what they're doing.
And I honestly, I mean, we're going to absolutely get into this, like, on a later date. I definitely struggled. Mm-hmm. Still struggling, but I'm okay with the struggle now. I wasn't.
Yeah.
And you were the first, maybe the only person besides, like, maybe, like, my best friend Val... who called me out and was like,
you're not okay.
No, I absolutely wasn't okay. But from the outside, like I just told you this the other day, like I was always that daughter, that friend that was like, you have it all together. What did I say? It was like, you have it all together. I'm the all together girl.
Yeah.
Like something like that. Yeah, I just like have it all together at all times. So no one thinks to like check in on me. Like, oh, I thought.
Like you look like you have everything together.
Yeah, I even talk like it, which I most of the time like.
Well, I say that you always seem like the most confident girl in the room.
Yeah.
Which like.
By the way.
Can we talk about your nails?
Real quick.
Okay.
I have had my nails. I mean, I grew up, my mom was always like, you need to have your nails and feet done painted at all times of the day. I don't care what happens. If you chip it, you got to go. Like, that's how I grew up. Like, my nails and toes were always painted. They were done nicely my whole life.
No, except for
I was watching The Bachelor the other night. Ripped them off. I've never done that in my life. For the first time in 30 years, I have nothing on my nails. I'm embarrassed. The funny part is she never has anything on her nails. No, and she does. They're like nicely done. I'm just, you know what they say?
What?
The woman in the room who has nothing on their nails is most confident. That's where my error is.
And I'm running to the nail salon.
You're running. But anyway, like as you said, like you just always feel like, I don't know, like you're to me, you'll never fall over the ledge. Like you might have anxiety, you might go through this and that, but you like actually always have it together, no matter what you go through. And that's why I feel like you inspire me so much, like in that sense, because like I just envy that.
Well, thank you.
But I think I just was like always put on this like always being okay pedestal. And I didn't think I could ever come down from it. So I was always not okay, like by myself.
Right.
I always like hid in the corner to be not okay. And I think you called me out and I was like, oh my God, like, yeah, I'm struggling hard.
We're going to have a whole segment on postpartum, but there was a point where I just knew like, you need to talk about.
Even talking like helped.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? So
stay-at-home moms.
Stay-at-home moms.
Oh, well, you didn't even say how. So you're a stay-at-home mom now, but you did try to work and have Gio for a little bit.
Yeah, for 1 week.
For 1 week. She lasted 1 week. I made her a care package of going back to work.
You did.
I was like, oh, she's going to crush it. She's going to feel good getting out there, putting on an outfit.
And in the end. Let everybody know, I'm a working girly. Like, I'm that businesswoman, like.
Like, you want to be that.
If my husband owned a company and, like, was the breadwinner, like, I could potentially be that. Like, that's how much I love to strive to, like, be the best
in the business world. And I'm, like, the absolute opposite. Like, in college, I wanted to create CCF, Cook, Clean, Fuck, where that's all I did.
I didn't know that.
And actually.
Working on it.
Working on it. But I don't want to cook or clean.
Or
and
fuck. Sometimes when I'm sleeping. So, anyway. Yeah, so I never strived to be a stay-at-home mom. I never was like, I can't wait to marry somebody who's financially stable and I could just never work again. Like, I never thought of that in my head.
And it's so interesting that, like, you can just switch. Like,
yeah. I mean, listen, they were shocked when I said I was leaving.
But I remember you called me and you were like, I did it. Yeah, I quit. Like, I go, what?
Yeah, I know. You didn't expect it.
You were like, I did it. I'm done.
I don't even think I told my husband. I just walked out.
I was so happy.
I know. So I was like, you know, the reason I just felt that I couldn't imagine, like, why would I have a kid for someone else to raise my kid?
Yeah.
Whether it was my mom, my mother-in-law, like, it just didn't feel natural to me. And granted, being a stay-at-home mom was harder than going into work that first week.
Right. It's really hard.
Really hard. So, yeah, I mean, maybe one day I'll go back to work, but right now, like, I just feel like I'm finally, to the day, I feel like it took me, like, a year.
Yeah.
To finally feel. But you were like stay-at-home mom when you were in seventh grade.
Ride or die. Stay at home, baby.
Yeah, which I feel like that's why it was so less of a struggle for you.
Yes.
Because you've wanted that since – we have such different lives. Like, you've been with somebody since you were a kid. You know their lives in and out. Like, I didn't have that. But it doesn't mean that I, you know, I just feel like you
– Yeah. I mean, we're also super different in a lot of ways, but also similar.
Yeah.
Type A, type B, type C. No, I have never met someone who she's so type A in so many ways, but then like she'll forget her car keys and her phone when she is going into the car like a type B person would do. And I'm like, a type A person wouldn't do that.
Never.
But like you did it.
Yeah, I did.
So I don't know what you are. You're like A, B positive, B positive.
I'm like the whole alphabet.
You need help.
I need help. No, totally. I am like,
and I am like full on type B.
You're
like,
such a type.
Just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to make decisions. I'm an absolute mess. Chaos.
You're the best type B. And I'm not just saying that. Like, there's rare people out there like you.
That's right. I'm one of a kind.
You are. I mean, you really are. And Michael said it from the jump. You're like, you're going to want to be her friend.
Wow.
I'm already her friend, so fuck off. Yeah. really what Mama Clock is like, not only are we never off the clock, it can also be like, it's my time.
It's our
time. I'm going to get a massage. I'm going to Pilates. Like, Mama Clock.
Mama Clock. Like, it's so everything.
It's everything.
Like, Mama Clock. Okay. I truly feel like I'm always on the clock at home.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm the default parent. My husband works a lot.
Yeah.
I have three babies. Like, it's a lot. Yeah. But now, like, this is Mama Clock. Like, our time. Like, I can have a fucking espresso martini in the middle of the day. And guess what? I'm not mad about it.
It's Mama Clock somewhere.
Yeah.
And right now is here.
Right now.
We're going to talk about the mental load that moms carry, the invisible load that you have to explain to your husband and your family, and it's still not noticeable. It's invisible. That's why it's invisible.
And like, yeah, it's in our heads, but like, it's innate to us as mothers.
Correct.
Like, my husband, I say this all the time, like, he doesn't feel the way I feel. Like, if my kid like bumps his knee or like does something, like, I'll be like I feel it in my bones. And like, my husband was just like, he's fine. And I feel like a lot of men are like that, which is okay, but it's just not us moms. Like, we feel for our babies so much.
Yeah.
I could cry.
You're literally gonna cry. You're gonna make me cry.
Yeah.
Like, I feel that's on a crazy level.
Yeah. And I think that, like, a lot
the other
of
day
can
when he
that.
When my son was eating in his kitchen helper,
yeah,
and we were trying to talk and he was like throwing his plate and I was like worried about hitting him in the face or like the food going down his throat or like such weird crazy things.
Yeah. No,
I couldn't even focus. And Michael wouldn't even, not that he doesn't care.
It's not that they don't care. It's just that men aren't able
to. His mind's not there.
No. And it's not even like a fault of theirs. I think it's just like the way we were made.
Yeah.
Just straight up, like, we're made different.
Yeah.
And
I'm trying to think of another example. I just feel like my mind is always going in that direction of, like, I can't explain, like, when we're out to eat, like, I feel.
Yeah, you're
the bothersome that he feels.
Yeah.
If he's out of routine, he doesn't like the car seat. Like, even, I was explaining this to someone the other day. I was like, even putting him in the car seat, I feel bad. Like, I just constantly just feel.
Well, you just constantly feel bad.
I just constantly feel bad. I'm like, because he doesn't want to be in the car seat. Clearly, would you want to be locked in a car seat? No. So I just, him, it's like, just put him in the car seat. It's fine. Like, we're going to go.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, the hassle. I'm like, I feel so bad. This kid has to be put in a car seat. He doesn't want to be in the car seat.
I think it just comes down to us, like, really having strong emotions for our children.
I wonder if moms out there aren't bothered by.
I think there are. They could be good moms too.
Definitely.
That are just not as like in touch with like feeling that way.
Yeah. I wonder why though.
I don't know.
Like, why do I
call in?
I always blame it on.
Tell us how you feel.
No, seriously. Why do I? Is it postpartum? I blame everything on postpartum. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just a mom.
I don't know. What's the window of postpartum? Can you be out of it?
Yeah.
Are we out of postpartum?
I really do feel like we think differently.
Also, I think it comes into play being the default parent. Like, just.
You're can talk on that because I feel like Gio's just getting at the age where he wants mom.
Right. Oh, mommy. Everything. I feel like.
Tell the story where you were on the couch.
Oh my God, my kids do this all the time. It's like, daddy is sitting right there, right next to them, and I could be in the shower upstairs, and they will run up the stairs and say, mommy, I need a tissue. I'll be like, dad was right there on the couch.
Why didn't you ask him?
Why didn't you ask him? And it's just like, that's their thing. They just, they need me. Default.
Like when you're, that's why it's having more than one kid, which I absolutely am, but it's hard to process. It's like, how do you give them all?
It's hard. It's definitely hard.
When you're the default. And your husband helps you, but.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's very helpful.
Yeah, but it's just like you are that person. Sometimes you're like, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. That's why I have Mama Clock.
Go to daddy.
Yeah. Sometimes they're like.
You don't do that.
No, I do.
Do you?
Sometimes. I mean, I don't say leave me the fuck alone.
I would. No, yeah.
I'll just be like, I need a second. Mommy's going to shower.
Yeah, oh, that's
good. And then I'll be in the shower.
You do say that.
And then they'll be in the shower with me.
They'll be washing their balls.
Really?
Yeah, but I just feel like, how do people handle that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot to handle, and I think people handle it differently. It just takes.
It's a lot.
It takes.
How do you handle it?
I mean, I drink. I'm just kidding. I really don't drink that much. But I don't know. I feel like I'm so used to it. And so the weird thing about me is, like, I enjoy it, like, so much being, like, I enjoy being that, like, for them. Where, like, there's not really a second where I'm like, I wish I wasn't doing
this. You never
this.
Put yourself first.
I mean, I do. No, I mean.
You don't.
Yeah, I guess.
But it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But I look at you and I'm like, you need this.
Yeah. No, this is why this is great for me. I needed something.
Like, but you also have been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah.
Like being the default parent.
Right.
Like you need a minute. You just do. Even if you don't think you do, if you don't feel you do, if you don't want to.
Yeah. Well, that's like right when I had Rocco, I turned to Joe and I was like, I was postpartum. I had a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old and Rocco. And I was like, I'm not going to survive this. Like, I need help. Like, we need to hire somebody. I have my mom. My mom is like the most helpful person. She is my everything. Uh-huh. But I needed like outside help. And that's when we hired Sandra and she is life saving.
I mean, it took you a little bit to separate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even with the babysitter.
Yeah. But like I needed it. I wasn't going to be able to like be a person to my husband when he got home if I didn't have help. Like I was just or do anything really at all. So like that's why you need to ask for help when you need help.
I know. I struggle with
you
that.
Need help.
I know. But then I look at you. This is my problem. I look at you. I'm like, you did this and you didn't need help until your third kid. Like, why?
But like, also, I did have help. Like, I have my mom. My mom is very helpful.
I live far from my parents, but I have my in-laws who help a lot. But also, my sister-in-law has 2 kids, which is my husband's sister has 2 kids. So you know, we're not the only kid in the family.
Yeah.
And you know, your sister-in-law doesn't live here.
So yeah.
It's not like there's more kids around, but.
Well, I do. My brother.
Oh, your brother has 2 kids. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but does your mom help with them?
Sometimes. She just had a baby, so they're kind of in their newborn bubble.
Yeah.
But
will she help with them?
Yeah, she will. Definitely.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't really have help, right?
Yeah, not really. I mean, I don't. Not like consistently.
Yeah, like I don't have someone here every day.
Yeah. No.
Like my mom will stop in or I'll go there for lunch. Yeah. Like I don't have a consistent mom here or anything like that. And it gets lonely, one.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I just feel bad saying I need help with 1 kid.
Yeah, but I feel like you can need help with no kids. Like, if you need help, you need help. Right. Like, it's like, whatever.
I don't even know what I need help with. I just feel these lights are making me fucking
sweat. Hot. Are we on stage?
Anyway, I was just sweating so much I had to get up.
Well, now you're good and here we are.
So anywho, back to what I was saying, just to finish that thought off, it is really hard for me to ask for help. And listen, I'm not like drowning, but I struggle on a day-to-day. I definitely do.
Yeah.
And let me tell you why.
Tell me. Talk about it.
I live a very...
You have a busy life.
Yes.
You have a full busy life. Right. Your husband has his own company. You have Gio and Bama. And you're always doing things. You have family.
So many people in my life.
So many people. You need to do this.
And we're
thing,
the pleasers.
That thing.
Like, we do everything.
Oh,
for
they're
everybody.
The double bookers.
Triple bookers. But I just feel like I need someone to say, your life is so busy. Like, it's okay to have. No one says that to me. Because, again, resorting back to you're the girl that is always going to be fine.
Yeah.
Why would you need someone to tell you that?
Yeah, but.
And I just feel like I do. Like, I would say at least once a day, like I have a struggle of some sort. I just, and it's so hard for me to be a burden on somebody. I know my husband needs to get up and go to work. And like, I know that people have lives and can't just come here. And, you know, I chose to be a stay-at-home mom. So there's so many thoughts.
Yeah, like that just goes through your head. You
there's
don't want
so
to
many
bother
things.
Anybody.
I don't want to bother anything. Like, did
well,
I make
that's what you tell me when I'm feeling guilty. You're like, you hired somebody so you can go do the things
right.
you want
to
do.
Pay somebody to do it.
So, like, that's why I feel less guilty when it's, like, the nanny.
But, yeah, I just – it's very hard to ask for help. I still haven't asked for help. I still have yet to ask for help. Sometimes I'm like, I need help. But, like, I've never actually asked anybody for help.
Just cry on your pillow about
Literally,
it.
Literally. Cry every single day. And, like, wiping my tears and then, like, kissing my son. But, no, all in all, I think it's really hard to ask for help. And I just look at you sometimes and I'm like, she didn't need help, like, until now, which is 5 years later.
No,
like,
that's just not true.
I know. So you don't know.
So
what's not true is that you don't know what anybody goes through.
Stop looking at me.
I need people to stop looking at people and thinking, like, everything is great and dandy.
Yeah.
Because it ain't. And I'm telling you that right now. Not everybody's life is great.
No. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a struggle.
And it's okay because... It doesn't mean your life is struggling.
No, it's just we're human.
Yeah. Are we? I want to be a robot so bad.
I don't.
I would love to be like a sexy robot.
Oh, I wouldn't be sexy.
You would not be a sexy robot. Just to go off of that.
Yeah.
You lucked out.
I hit
Like, there's nothing like that.
No.
And my, she hired someone from care.com.
I did. I love her so much.
Who's at 11 out of 10.
1,000 out of 10.
And she'll have her for the rest of her life.
I hope. Don't ever leave me.
If you're listening, don't ever leave.
Oh, she'll listen. She is our biggest fan.
Definitely. But, I mean, I grew up with, I don't like to say au pair because
she basically was,
but from before birth. So she was my family. Right. They don't make it like that anymore. And not because I've heard all these stories, like stories are stories. You're always going to hear the negative stories, but they actually don't make people like that anymore. I don't know how to hire somebody unless it's legit family, but it's so hard to hire family unless you literally pay them, which we would, but to even find family that is going to do that. So you have to hire externally. Where the fuck am I looking? Because I don't know.
I mean, I did care.com and I was super nervous about
it. Was it a long process for you? Like, how long did it take?
You know, it's weird.
One and done?
It was so easy for me.
That's crazy.
And my best friend is going through it right now. She's in the interviewing nanny process. She's going back to work. She's a second time mom and she has to go back to work. And she has horror nanny stories. Yeah, we'll get into it. But she's in the process and it is so intense, like, because you're trusting somebody with your life.
I could never hire. I would, because I'm so easy in the sense that I'd be like, yeah, she's good. Why wouldn't we hire her?
No.
Then they murder my children. Honestly,
when I found my, I call her my mother's helper, but she's literally family to me now. She came over. We did a phone interview. Then she came over. She played with my kids. I just got the best feeling. Like, I didn't need to hear any more. I called her references, of course, but, like, she just vibed so well and she was just so great with my kids and she was calm yet stern and like most
that
of the time.
That is so bizarre that you watch somebody nanny your kids.
Yeah, but like most of the time I'm home with her anyway.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, but I could see how it.
I mean, you do leave her alone.
Yeah, I do leave her. Oh, yeah. Like right now. Yeah. Well, my mom's.
Yeah, but you do leave her.
Yeah, I leave. Yeah. Herself. But like in the beginning, like when I had a newborn and.
That's got to be so hard.
Yeah.
But you got over the stage of feeling like something could happen with this nanny.
Oh, yeah. Like, I full on trust her. I trust her with my life. Like,
how long did it take you to get there until you stopped thinking that she could be murdering
your children? Honestly, it was pretty quick because I really just, it was like a gut feeling like she's not going to hurt my kids. She's not going to like rob us or kill us.
I wouldn't even care about the robbing. Take my fucking shit. I don't care. It's like children.
No, I know. But. Yeah, I mean, I just...
And you're so that. You're scared of, like, that kind of stuff.
I'm scared of everything.
And you were fine with it.
Yeah.
Was Joey easy with that?
Yeah. He didn't really have much...
I think I have trust issues.
Maybe. Yeah, you have trust issues. It all circles back, guys. Trust issues.
Daddy, I don't know. I think it's just going to be so hard for me to find somebody unless it's, like, somebody who knows somebody very well. I'd be fine with, like, a mutual.
That could happen, too. Nanny sharing.
I mean, my husband wants an au pair. My husband wants somebody living here. I don't think I could do that.
That's crazy.
But my mom did it.
Yeah. I mean, we have Bobo. Shout out to Bobo.
Bobo. Yeah, but that was like a family thing.
No, that's my husband's nanny au pair, who is now my kid's nanny. Cleaning lady.
Best. Yeah. So all in all, I just feel it's really hard to find somebody. And if you have anybody or...
Send them over.
Can have a process for me to follow. I will absolutely try that.
Yeah. Ask for help.
Because it's going to be, I'll have my next kid by the time I decide.
Which is why?
No.
Don't you hate that question?
Yeah, because I'm not ready. Yeah, everyone asks me that on a daily basis.
Same.
Actually, my husband looked at me the other day and was like, because I'm ovulating. And he was like.
You're funny. So she's funny when she's ovulating. That's the only
thing. I'm at the end of my ovulation, so I'm not as funny. No. And my husband's like, so we can make a baby right now.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. I mean, no one has ovulation symptoms like I do.
Yeah, you're weird.
I'm so weird. I don't need any ovulation sticks or any of that shit. I just know. I'm like, all right, here we go. I mean, we were one and done.
Baby.
Like, and that was
which
it.
You're very blessed for, and so blessed. Am I.
God bless America.
You have one child, and you feel like all your love is in him, right? And I have three. And I remember when I was pregnant with my second, I was like, I told my mom, I was in the rocking chair. It was the night before I was gonna have Vienna.
Yeah.
I was like crying, holding Joey. And I was like, Mom, there's no way I could love another baby more than I love Joey. There's just no way.
Like, yeah, I don't get it.
No way, no how. Like, my heart is his.
Yeah.
And she was like, you'll see. And that's, you'll see.
So you feel like you equally love them the same?
Yes.
100, 100, 100.
Yes.
300%.
Yeah. That doesn't mean that, like, I, there's one that, like, I wouldn't want to wake up from a nap. Or
yeah, right.
But yes, your heart just.
Do you love them differently?
No.
Because, like, my love for Gio. I don't think so. Is like, I know he's going to take care of me. When I'm older, I know he's going to come to the store with me. He's going to be the one to be like, Mommy, I'll come with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I love them the same. I'm also parenting them the same as of right now. Like, you have to discipline kids in different ways. But I just, my love is equal for
did
each
it grow,
of them.
Like, from kid to kid?
I mean, I don't know if it grew. It just, like, yeah, like, my heart expanded. Yeah. Yes.
Like, I feel, I always looked, nothing against, but only children.
Yeah.
I always was like, how can parents have one child?
Yeah.
Granted, there's situations where you can't have more than kids, understood. But to willingly just have one child, I was always like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's weird. You have one child. Why would you do that? I'm at a place, I will never have one child. I'm going to have more kids. Even if I deadly didn't want to, I will.
Yeah.
I am at a place where I understand, like, having one kid. Because
all your love is there.
Yeah, like, I'm going to start crying because I feel like,
like, you're good.
Like, no, not that I'm good. I'm not content. I want a baby. I want to grow up. I want to go to the airport and have five little boys around me with my husband.
Only boys.
Yeah. I want to have a million kids and, like, I want to do all that. I see all that. I feel all that. But I don't know. Like, I feel like he's my home. Like, I feel like he's my purpose. I feel as he's getting older day by day, hated the newborn stage, but that's a different story. I feel like recently, like, I can't.
I mean, he's your best friend. Yeah.
Like, my life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's your everything.
I know.
But when you have another one,
like, when I have another kid, like, I don't think I can.
That's what I was saying, but you do.
Like, he's like mommy. He's like mommy, mommy, mommy. Like, how am I going to hear mommy and then have to go change another diaper? I'm going to be like, I
just do. You just do. It's like, you can't.
I love him so much. It's like, I just spit 10 miles away. I love him so much. I know. Parents love their kid, but I just feel
you love their you love your kid the most.
Like, I love my kid more than anybody ever does.
Nobody else loves their kid,
like,
more than
he's my. I can't explain it. I don't know what word I'm looking for.
So being a mom, it is.
Am I just feeling being a mom?
I think you're just feeling the mom love.
Because he's, like, starting to say mommy, and he's starting to be like he'll do something. I'll be like, mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? You want me to look at what you're doing?
I know. It's the best thing in the whole wide world.
But you, so back to what you're saying, you, I mean, of course you love all your, it's stupid to say, you obviously love all your kids equally, but how?
It just happens.
Come on, you have to have a favorite. You have to love more than one more than the other.
I don't, but, like, Vienna is the absolute shit. But
Vienna's your favorite. Just say it.
She's not my favorite, but she's, like, perfect.
She is.
Just in the sense of, like, the
you
most.
You love girl well talk, behaved.
I mean, yeah, and, like, she will be my best friend.
Yeah.
Like,
so, like, I, yeah.
But I don't know.
I mean, you have to love all your kids the same. Yeah. I mean, there's no way you don't, but I just can't imagine, fathom that feeling of.
But you don't know it until you do it. Like, you will not know it. You will. I could talk to you until the cows come.
I always wanted five kids. Ask my husband. I was like, we're having five kids, and that's it.
Yeah.
Same. Like, I don't care what you say.
Here we are.
But I, like, Gio is, like, I mean, I'm not being biased, but he really is the best baby ever.
Mom goggles. We're going to talk about that on the next episode, but right now we're running out of time.
Yeah, we are.
So.
I just am getting emotional because he's just so.
He's everything.
And he's getting better by the day.
Yeah, and you
and
love
he's
going to
take care of me. Like, I get emotional, I think, because
but, like, you're going to have a daughter who also will take care of you.
I'll smack the shit. I'm just kidding. No, I want a daughter. I really do. But I just know.
With green eyes.
With fucking blue or green. What color are your eyes? They're blue, but he says they're green. And, but no, cut that out. I'm not going to smack my daughter. People are going to think I hit my kid. I'll pull her hair.
We'll talk about it.
No, I could never. No, but I just think, like, I am a boy mom in the sense, like, I need that love, you know?
I know that. But also, when they get married,
I know
it could change.
No, he'll never leave me. He's going to marry me.
I see it. I see it. I see it. Not for you. I see it in other relationships that I'm not going to mention right now.
Definitely going to have more kids, but it's, like, it is so hard to spread love that I have right now.
I'm also going to have more kids, but my husband doesn't know
really?
It yet.
Don't scare me. Fucking crazy, man. Okay, well, anyway, I almost shed a tear, but it didn't come out of my eyeballs. Thank God, because my mascara would have been fucking crazy.
Mama called somewhere.
So anyway, what we want to do with this at the end of each podcast, it's not going to happen yet, is mom confession. So you DM us. You can text me, call me if you have my number. If you know me like that, if you don't fucking ask for my number. I'm not giving it to you.
But my number, I will tell you.
Call Definitely me. Will. So our Instagram handle is mama clock underscore.
Yes.
And you can DM us mom confessions. You can, I don't know how you would keep it anonymous, but you can't.
But it doesn't matter. We're not judging. Don't worry. We're absolutely not judging
anybody.
What do we say?
We listen and we don't judge. Right?
Yeah, I just hit your kid's head on the car when I put him in the car seat.
She was putting Gio in the car seat.
Don't judge.
Smacked his head on the ceiling of the car.
Well, my truck is higher.
Screaming on top of his lawn. And I was like, it's fine. Everything's fine. No big deal. She was like, take your kid. Even though she has three.
It felt bad.
Nah, no big deal. I do that a lot.
Okay.
So anyway, we want to just like keep this open. No judgment. Like if you have a mom confession, funny, serious, emotional, like just let us know. We want to talk about it. A couple mom confessions at the end of each episode. We'll go through our DMs or our texts or our calls or whatever. And we'll talk about it.
I hope someone slides into my DMs. I've never had that
before. It'd be so funny.
No, you probably have that. What, no like one's random? Ever slid into my DMs.
Oh, like a guy?
Like that would be fun.
Yeah, I've had guys slide into
my DMs. Moms, guys slide into my DMs. Emily Venanzio, women.
But anyway, we're going to share sites for, let me backtrack. So Instagram handles Mama Clock.
Yes.
MOMOCLOCK.
Mama Clock, how you would spell it?
Yeah, underscore. That's our Instagram handle. This episode's going to air on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music. We're pushing for next Friday. We'll let you know when our producer edits this episode for us. Anyway, but at the end of each episode, we definitely want to share mom confessions. But right now, we're going to each share our own mom confession.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to?
Sure. No?
Okay. I think I just got a paper cut. Fuck.
Okay. I'll go first.
Okay, good.
A mom confession. Okay.
That's a better one.
I feel like I have so many, but I'll just think about the one that I was like. Joey, my oldest, was like 7 months old, and I took him to get a spray tan with me. I didn't have a sitter or whatever. I just took him with me.
What made you think that was a good idea?
I just thought it would be fine. And like, he was in the stroller at first, but then like he was being like annoying. So I took him out of the stroller. I was getting sprayed, and he was just like crawling around the studio, which I thought was clean and normal. And then I'm getting out to put him in the car seat, and I notice the palm of his hands are just like orange and his knees are just orange. So he just got like the most terrible spray tan of his life.
And that stays for months. Oh,
it stays for months. So I had a kid that had a spray tan, like, you know, the palm that you don't want.
Yeah.
He just had that. And it was not a proud mom moment, but also
was
like.
Was everyone asking you like, what the fuck is on
your
head?
I was like, oh, he got into, you know.
My stuff. Easy. All right, so I'll say mine. So
it's like a dirty little secret. What is it? I'm dying
to know.
I
have a better one.
Well, just say one that comes to mind, and then we'll think about more, because I have about 100 Rocco drinks out of the toilet bowl.
Does he?
Vienna drank bleach one time. I just shout him out.
That was really scary.
No, that was not funny at all.
Okay, so one time we were
at band camp.
One time Gio was crying. He was probably like 3 months old. And he was screaming, crying. I was trying to get him to sleep, like new mom. I was just trying to rock him to bed. Like, everything's okay. We're at my shore house. So he was sleeping in a pack and play at the time. And he was screaming, screaming, screaming. And I finally got him to sleep.
Yeah.
Which, like, as you know, as a mom is like goals. Oh. Like, just get your baby to bed, put him down successfully, and then we're good to go. So I go to put. Now, the pack and play should have been higher. Mm-hmm. But I think I was just like in the mom stage of like he was going to roll out. Right. But he obviously, now I know he would never. So I think the pack and play was low and he was little. So I'm little and I was reaching down to put him in and if you know me, you know I have like shaky body syndrome. So not that I shake, but like I just like can't hold things in my hand. And I went to go put him down and he just rolled right out of my arms.
So you dropped your kid on his head.
Right out of my arms into the pack and play. I started screaming and like the door was closed and like my mom came in. I was like, I just can't get him to sleep. I just rolled him into the back and play.
So
that's my mom confession. But tune in next week. We are going to have some real conversations, real talks, mom talks, unfiltered mom talks.
Let's do it. Mom guilt. Oh, we're going to talk a lot about mom guilt.
And I have that right now because my son is at my mother-in-law's.
Same. And I like miss my kids. So gotta go. Bye.
Gotta go, bye.